angel. Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. We talk all about manifesting health, wealth, and self-love. If that's something you're interested in, go ahead and subscribe and listen to this, bitch. I need you to go down, scroll down a little bit, go to your little podcast page and scroll down and give me a rate and a review. All you have to do, click the 5 stars and say, hey, girl, love ya. That's all I need. Thank you so much. You're the best. So now that we're back to weekly episodes, let's do a weekly update. Boom, bop, bam. So I am on this fitness journey. If you were here last week, you know. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. but anyway, I have been working my ass off. And guess what? I gained 0.2 pounds. Am I upset about it? No. When I saw it, was I like, damn, because I was excited to like keep losing weight? Of course I was a little bit upset, but I am here for a long-term journey, a long-term goal. I'm here for the lifestyle change. The number on the scale does not matter. Plus, when I told my mom, she was like, well, it could be muscle. And I'm like, probably not, mom, but thank you. We love the positivity. So we're just going to pretend like I gained 0.2 pounds of muscle, and that's absolutely wonderful. I'm still doing the blogilates. If you have questions about that, go ahead and DM me on Instagram at Helly's Angel, and I'll tell you all about it. But I'm still doing the blogilates. I restarted the Hot Girls Summer Challenge. I was going to do like these. Basically, the app has like a workout for every single day, but their workouts aren't pretty intense. I'm not there yet. So I'm just going to redo this Hot Girl Summer Challenge. I really enjoy it. Today, I literally killed it. It's like the first day, and I remember doing the first day 2 weeks ago, a little bit over 2 weeks ago, and that workout killed me. When I mean like literally RIP, put me 6 feet under. But today I fucking killed it. Like I did some of the modified exercises, but for the most part I pretty much did exactly what we were supposed to do, like no modifications. And I stuck all the way through it. There was a couple where I was like, oh, I'm dying. So I like stretched a little bit while the clock ran out. But I'm fucking killing it, and I'm so proud of myself. So it's all worth it just because I'm so proud of myself. You know what I'm saying? So what did I do this week? This is actually a really funny story. I went to an event with my parents, and it's at like this local bar. And if you don't know, I live in like a little tiny town in the mountains in like northern Georgia, like literally such a small freaking town. And there's one bar that I go to all the time. Like, I always bring guys there. I've probably brought, like, 3 or 4 different guys there. I like to date around, okay? I'm single. I'm having a good time, so don't judge me. But this is the bar I always go to when a guy takes me out for drinks, right? Well, I walk in, and I see my favorite bartender. And I'm like, oh, my God, hi. And she's waving super hard, but not to me. She's waving to my parents behind me, because apparently the bartender at the bar that I always bring guys to, I've literally brought 4 different guys there, is friends with my mom and my stepdad. And not only that, but she's our fucking neighbor. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I've been drunk at this bar, you guys. Like, nothing too crazy, but I've been drunk at this bar with different guys, and oh my God, I wonder what the people in this town like say about me. Like, I just want to be a fly on the wall when they have their little small town gossip conversations, because I bet you I am a topic. So that was pretty embarrassing, and I literally couldn't get over it. I'm like, oh my fucking God, like of course, why would I think anything else? Like, of course that would happen to me. The bartender that always serves me, and a random guy, whichever guy I bring, is my fucking neighbor. So as most of you know, I'm currently staying at my parents' house. If you were here last week, I'm not gonna say that anymore. If you know, you know, you know the deal. So I am currently living at my parents' house, their new freaking beautiful home. Like, of course I'm gonna come here. You guys just built a new house. I'm gonna break it in for ya, okay? But let me just tell you, I'm lonely as fuck. My parents retired to this little town for a reason, because it is a small little quaint town. I don't even know if that's a thing. Quaint? It sounds right, but I don't know. That's not a word that I use. But like I said, I am bored as fuck. So really all that I'm doing is like working out and watching TikToks. Like, that's what I feel like I've done for the past 6 months. But I have to remind myself that these moments of like boredom, that's really peace. Like, I am at peace and I'm bored as shit. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm getting myself out of here as soon as I fucking can. I just, it works out so perfectly with the job that I'm working at, because it's like I'm traveling all the time, and when I need to get up and go, my parents are here to watch the pup. So it just, it makes sense, but it is boring as shit. And I feel like I'm wasting time. I feel like a lot of us get into this idea that like every moment has to be an Instagram story freaking highlight. You know, like I see so many people living their life on boats and doing whatever and having so much fun. And I compare myself to those people and start to get really down on myself and wonder like, what am I even doing? You know, but then the second part of me that is the positive side of me reminds myself that all this work, all this time, all this energy, all these sacrifices are for the greater good. Like my 30s are going to be so fucking lit. And everybody else that partied their whole 20s is going to have to start working their ass off to build something. But I'm already building something in my 20s. I am building myself to be a rich, beautiful, successful 30-year-old. And I have to keep reminding myself that. You know, I can't define my life on how great my Instagram stories look or how exciting my life may look to the outside world. I need to define my life by the growth that I'm making. Growth that I'm making? Does that make sense? I need to define it by like the changes that I'm making, the person that I'm becoming, who I'm going to be. That's how I need to define myself. Not based on these weird online standards that aren't, honestly, are these people on boats every single day? Are they happy? When I drink every single day and party every single day, I feel like fucking shit. It gets me so depressed. So I need to remember that. And honestly, after a couple days of drinking for 4th of July, which, let me tell you something, I do not celebrate 4th of July. I do not celebrate America. There's nothing to celebrate there. But did I get drunk? Yes, I did. And even after 2 days of getting drunk, my brain is like literal mush, you know, like I'm halfway depressed. Honestly, like it's going to take me a couple days. You know that like post-party depression? That's what I have. And it's going to take me a couple days to get out of it. So I woke up, I worked out, I drank my pre-workout, I drank my post-workout, I drank a protein smoothie, and I did everything to help myself. After I record this, I'm gonna clean my room. Don't underestimate what a clean room can do for you. When I wake up and my room is messy, I honestly am like, ugh, I'm here again. Like I have that thought of like another day. But when I wake up and my room is clean and serene, I have the motivation to live my life. It's not like as soon as I wake up, it's slapping me in the face with like chores that need to be done. I wake up and I'm in my space and it's clean. And cleanliness affects your mood 5,000%. For my ADHD babies or people who are just super unorganized naturally, it's difficult for us. Like it truly is. But this is your sign to put in a little extra effort into getting your room clean, clearing out your space, making room for positive energy, getting rid of negative energy, and just, you know, creating the space that you want to live in. For me, I, as you know, am super ADHD, so it takes a conscious effort to keep things picked up, to keep things clean. But I am gonna go clean after this. I'm gonna force the motivation after this. And if you are looking at a messy room right now, get up and clean. And that was my little spiel about messy rooms. So let's get into our affirmation of the week. And that is, every change in my life has brought me to a new level of growth. Every change in my life has brought me to a new level of growth. But it is so true. Every time we change a small thing in our life, we're changing a huge thing in our future. So by me putting extra effort into like working out, like small changes, 30 minutes a day, that's it. Small changes. My future, baby, catch me in 6 months. I'm gonna have the hottest fucking body in the whole goddamn world. I'm gonna be strong. I'm gonna be active. My mental is gonna be literally a whole new mental. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll become a person that can be clean because of these small changes, of this 30 minutes a day that I'm devoting to myself, that I'm promising to myself and keeping that promise to myself to make these small changes. Every change in my life has brought me to a new level of growth. And that's something I wanna talk about. When we're growing, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. You know what I mean? How many of you are like going through a transitional period right now where it's like you're making these decisions to manifest a better future for yourself? You're choosing to have better thoughts. You're choosing to let those negative thoughts go. You're choosing to let anything go. It's uncomfortable. You know, staying in the same spot is so comfortable, but is it worth it? Fuck no. Absolutely not. Hell to the fuck no. Growth is where it's at, but it's uncomfortable. So you're gonna have to go through these uncomfortable moments to get to the beautiful, fruitious, I don't know what that even means. You're gonna have to be uncomfortable to get to a better place, and it's worth it. Trust me, okay? These transitions that we're going through, they're painful, they're gruesome, but they end. Once your new level becomes comfortable, then it's time to, I'm sorry, but it's time to make yourself uncomfortable again and step it up another notch. I know sometimes when you're like really young, it's hard to look 10 years into the future, but once you've experienced like, I don't know, once you hit like 25, you look at time like it just flies the fuck by. I'm gonna blink my eyes and I'm gonna be 35 in like 3 seconds, I promise you. And if I'm taking the initiative and putting in effort now to become a better like 35-year-old, guess what? When I'm 35, I'm gonna be rich on a yacht, shaking my ass in a thong in Dubai, okay? It's gonna happen for me because I'm making myself uncomfortable now. You don't wanna be the one that didn't take any risks, that stayed where you were at, and then watch everybody else surpass you and level up and level up and level up, and then you're like, oh shoot, I should have done that. And now it's like, okay, I'm 35, now I have to wait till I'm 45 when I could have done it, I could have promised myself today, I could have started today, and in 10 years I can be a fucking millionaire or I can be whatever my goal is to be. Like, start now. Don't watch everybody else do it and then be like, oh shit, I should have done that. Don't be that bitch, okay? Do what the fuck you need to do. Put your head down, work your ass off. And I think I'm kind of just like talking to myself right now. Like, I'm trying to convince myself that being super fucking bored in the mountains with like no social life is a good thing. But I promise myself and I promise you, at the end of all this, it will be worth it. I will be fucking lit as shit and everybody will think like it was so easy. They won't even consider all the hard work that I put in, that I'm putting in right now. Okay, so do it with me. Put the hard work in now. Ditch the people that make you feel less than and become greater than on your own terms, okay? Do what the fuck you need to do to get to a better place. Remember, our affirmation of the week is every change in my life has brought me to a new level of growth. And that's facts. Because as we spoke about last week, the biggest decision that I made that brought the biggest changes and blessings into my life was leaving my last relationship. And that's not to say that that was a super simple choice or decision or afterwards, like everything was just like magically beautiful. What? Magically beautiful. But I mean, it was a process. Every breakup is its own process. And for me, I was already grieving the relationship while I was in it. You know what I mean? I went through the bartering of like, well, if this was different, then maybe this will be different. Da, 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 da. I went through the anger while I was still in that relationship. And I was pretty much almost all the way through the grief cycle, the cycle of grief before I got out of it. But I still struggled once I left, honestly. But at the end of the day, I glue the fuck up. If you go look at my TikTok, honestly, you can just see like so much light coming to the surface in my videos. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I just was so dull and so miserable. And to be honest, I left that relationship with no self-confidence and a lot of anxiety. And I had to create a new like life because I went from being half of a relationship to being all by myself. You know what I mean? And for starters, when you get out of a relationship, the first thing that you need to do is clear out your social media. Delete all the pictures, block them, delete them, unfollow them, whatever you have to do. Separate yourself from them on social media because you really don't have to see your ex in real life. You know what I mean? But like, you, if you're following them on Instagram, you're gonna fucking see them. So unfollow them, block them, remove them, clear out your social media. You're gonna go ahead and clear out your phone, clear out your pictures, delete fucking pictures and double delete them. Go into your recently deleted and delete that shit too. And also, the biggest thing, change their contact name. Like if you have them as like babe or whatever, all you're gonna change it to is their first name only. That person is a first name person to you. You do not give a fuck about them. You don't know them. They're not like your homie. There's no need for them to have a cute nickname or an emoji next to their contact in your phone, okay? Clear your phone. Another rule that I have for you is Do not go on a date for at least 2 months. Do not. I don't care if you've had your eye on somebody. Like, sometimes when we're in a relationship, we might have our eye on somebody else. I don't give a fuck, okay? You better not go on a date for 2 months, because you know what's gonna happen? It's gonna be awkward. First dates are always fucking awkward. And guess what? It's gonna be awkward, and that's gonna make you wanna come home and text your ex. And if you're texting your ex, you're breaking a rule. You need to not contact your ex. There is no friendship. You need like a good solid 6 months of recreating yourself, recreating a routine of being single before you can even consider a friendship with an ex. And why do you want to be friends with your ex anyway? All my exes are shitty. I don't know what you're dealing with, but no, no dates for 2 months and no dating apps. We're not getting attention from men. We are fulfilling ourselves with ourself, self-love, caring about you, creating new routines, adding in more rituals into our routines, like doing your makeup every single fucking day. That's gonna make you feel good. That's gonna make you feel really good. Doing your hair, doing your makeup, cleaning out your closet, getting rid of old clothes. Like maybe there's like a dress that you bought for a date or like a specific event with him. Sell it, get rid of it, bring it to Goodwill, whatever you gotta do. Anything that reminds you, clothing-wise, of your ex, you don't need it anymore. We're creating space for a future. We're creating space for new beginnings. That means you have to clear out some space, okay? So get rid of all the outfits that remind you, or their t-shirts. If you have a bunch of their clothes, get the fuck rid of it, okay? We don't need it. Honestly, that's what I need to do. I have a couple of things of his, and I need to get rid of them. So that's what I will also be doing when I go and clean my room. You need to get rid of them, okay? And now that you have, your space is cleared out, you're not focusing on dating anybody else, you're not getting attention from everybody else, you can sit in your own shit, okay? There's gonna be some things that you realize about yourself after a breakup that you need to change about yourself. It's not always the other person that is like in the wrong, or is, you know, like now that they're gone, everything's perfectly fine, hunky-dory. No. No. You're gonna start to realize all of your character flaws. And especially if you left that relationship feeling insecure, you might be like really hard on yourself. You might be like beat the fuck down. And now it's time to rebuild. I want you to create a new routine for yourself. Like if you used to, like let's say like every morning you woke up with your ex and you had coffee. Specifically for me, every morning we would wake up, we would get coffee, we would play video games, and then I would go to work and he would, I'm not gonna say what he would do. I'm not gonna incriminate anybody, but he would go to his work, okay? He would go to work. And so waking up, the first couple weeks, I felt like free and it was amazing. But then I started to like miss those moments of like smoking and playing video games and like relaxing in the morning. Okay, so what am I gonna do? I'm gonna replace that time with something that is for me. And like now I work out in the mornings. Or before I was working out, I would do yoga in the morning. Or I would go on a hike with Bianca. Like I replaced the time that used to be spent with him in my old relationship routine and replaced it in my new single life routine with something that betters me, something that is good for me. Don't replace it with like sitting in bed and scrolling through TikTok. No. Replace it with something that's going to build character, okay? Go dig a fucking hole. I'm just kidding. Make a conscious effort to do better. Make a conscious effort to like create a new life for yourself that is one that is worth living. That is the number one thing, is like you are in charge of your life. Like, I'm sorry if you're feeling like a victim or anything like that, but at the end of the day, you have so much control, and so you need to take control and start building a life that is worth living. If that means waking up in the morning and going on a run, or waking up in the morning and cooking yourself breakfast, you know, a healthy, beautiful, lovely brain food breakfast, do that. Okay, we're replacing our old routine with new single life habits. I promise that'll help so much. Sometimes after our breakup, we're like stuck in our head, or, you know, like we feel lonely. But you can be there for yourself. You can be the one that's holding yourself up. You can be there supporting yourself. You are strong enough. I truly, truly believe that you are strong enough to hold yourself up, okay? And then also, being lonely only attracts more loneliness. So that means, like, let's say in 3, 4, 5 months when you decide that you want to start going out again, but you didn't do any of the work to like fulfill yourself and like become unlonely. I don't know how to like say that, but like you didn't support yourself. You didn't lift yourself up. That means in 3, 4 months, you're still going to be lonely. And then when you go out and date, you're going to attract lonely people. Lonely people are not a good time. Lonely people are soul suckers, okay? I made the mistake of going on a date way too soon, and I ended up with a man that, like, it was a terrible date. It was awful. It was absolutely horrible. I might have talked about it already, but it's not even worth bringing up. It was just a horrible date. One of the worst dates I've probably actually no. Hands down, the worst date I have ever been on, and that's because I was empty. I was soulless. I wasn't soulless, but, you know, like, I was hurting. So when I went out, I attracted a man that was hurting, that I did not need in my life, okay? Take care of yourself. And if you're not going through a breakup, this is also amazing advice just in general. Always put more effort than you did yesterday into loving yourself and into showing yourself support. Every single day, all you're doing is trying to be better than you were yesterday. So what are we gonna do? Any moments that we feel like we're lonely or we're feeling down, we're gonna replace those with activities that are building ourselves up. Activities that are showing us self-love. You guys, it's hard to like talk about us. Like sometimes I just wanna be like, I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna show myself self-love. Like that's so much easier than trying to talk like to the whole gang. Listen, that's what we are. We are a gang, gang, gang. And we've got this. You know what I mean? Like, once you have built your own confidence and your own self-love, do you understand how unstoppable you are going to be? The goal is to be so filled with self-love that you literally don't even need a partner. They're just a fun add-on. You know what I mean? Like, you need to be so comfortable in who you are that whoever shows up in your life, they better fucking be incredible. If they're going to share any of your soul energy and space, they need to be absolutely in-fucking-credible. And the only way to get to that point is to do the hard work. They say there's no such thing as spirituality without shadow work. And shadow work is basically like inner child work or just that really deep, dark rooted issues and energy that you have festering inside of you. You need to work on that. I need to work on that, speaking to myself too. Shadow work needs to be done. You need to find quiet time for yourself and let your thoughts go where they go, even if it's a bad place. Because if your thoughts start going to a negative place, especially after a breakup, when it's so raw and so real, that shows you where the work needs to be done. Growth, like I said, is not always easy, and it is going to be painful. It is going to be uncomfortable. But part of that growth is really checking in with yourself and being honest with how you feel. We don't always have to be 100% positive and happy all the fucking time. I sure as fuck am not, and I don't even pretend to be. I have allowed myself to be a mess. I used to be that person that would always be like emotionless and like pretend to be happy. And you know what it turned me into? A really fucking angry person. A really fucking angry person. Because suppression creates depression. I promise you that. So post breakup, during a transitional period that might be uncomfortable, we are making sure that we are supporting ourselves. We are loving ourselves. Our routines are centered around building ourselves up, having rituals that make you feel good. That means working out or doing your makeup or whatever it is that makes you feel good. You need to be doing that. That's not an option. You need to be doing that, okay? And you need to do that every single day until you fucking forgot who the fuck your ex was. Until that person does not matter. You don't forget about an ex by getting with somebody new. That is the worst thing that you can do for yourself. The absolute fucking worst thing that you can do for yourself is listening to the advice of to get over somebody, you need to get under somebody else. No. No. Especially after a breakup, you're probably already empty. So what are you going to do? Go pour even more of yourself into another human being? No. Stop it. You stop it right the fuck there. Listen, I have this analogy, and I talked about this on TikTok a while ago. But there are people out there, and I'm not judging you if this is you, but there are people out there that will, let's pretend like a relationship is a car, okay? They will get into a relationship, or they will get into their car, and they will drive it directly into a fucking bridge. And let's say they're driving like a Toyota or something like that. So they're driving their Toyota, drive it directly into a bridge, crash, boom, car's totaled. It fucked up, right? You're not going to get out of the car and be like, I fucking hate Toyotas. I'm never going to drive a Toyota again, and then go buy a new car immediately and without learning how to drive. If you drove your car into a bridge the first time, you're going to fucking do it again. You need to get out of your car, handle the mess, clean up the mess, and start learning how to drive so that the next time you get into a car, Do you see what I'm saying here? Next time you get into a relationship, you will know how to drive. Not just getting into another car, blaming the car, crashing it again, getting out of the car, blaming the car, getting into another car, crashing that car. Stop. Chill the fuck out, bruh. Ew, that was so ugly. I don't even talk like that. But like, chill out. Literally chill the fuck out. Get out of the car. Clean up the mess. Handle the insurance. Handle your shit. Learn how to drive. Learn how to drive by putting the work in. Getting a nicer, newer car. Maybe over time you saved up a little bit of extra money, so now you can get an even nicer car. Getting a nicer, newer car. And then you'll know how to drive. And you're not gonna crash it directly into a wall. You know what I mean? Of course, when we're driving, we're not fully in control. There are other people on the road. Like, we're not in full control. Even if you do your best in a relationship, sometimes shit just happens anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? Stop jumping from relationship to relationship to relationship, or stop jumping from car to car to car. Learn how to fucking drive, bitch. I love you. You can do it, okay? And with all that being said, you're the absolute shit. This episode was all over the place. I'm sorry. I have mush brain. I have my post-party depression brain going on. But if you guys have specific topics that you want to talk about, just DM me on Instagram, and I would love to talk about topics that are basically what you're going through right now, you know? Because I know not all of us are going through a breakup, or not all of us have recently gone through a breakup. Some of us are, like, trying to manifest love, you know? So if you want to talk about that, I can talk about that next week. So just let me know what you guys want to talk about. I love you so much. Thank you so, so, so much for listening to me. If you made it to the end, you're absolutely amazing. Please don't forget to rate and review. Please leave me a review. That helps me out so much. And you are so much appreciated. I love you. Mwah.